This is Ozarks at Large. Wayne Bell, who writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com, is with me once again. Wayne, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about our intended subject today, did you watch the Tonys on Sunday night?
I did.
Once was a big winner?
Once, the musical remake of
the movie.
The film that came out a few years ago and, you know, won an Oscar and kind of had a little cult following. They turned it into a musical, and it did really well, as did the Gershwins' retelling of Porgy and Bess.
Death of a Salesman.
So, yeah, it was a good show.
Well, it is, for all intents and purposes, summer, and this is when a lot of people talk about the beach books they're going to read, not highbrow literature. This is when people talk about the blockbuster movies, the superheroes and sci-fi action. So you thought it'd be a good idea to talk about guilty pleasures.
Well, yeah, when I was watching the Tonys on Sunday night, I was thinking, what's Kyle doing? And I had this vision of you listening to Celine Dion and watching one of those Real Housewives marathons and reading 50 Shades of Grey. And I thought, wow, he does so much. And there has to be a lot of secret, you know, stuff out there that we don't want to admit to.
Well, okay, I haven't seen a Real Housewives. I haven't read 50 Shades of Grey. Though there's some desire to see what all the fuss is about. And no, to the Celine Dion. But, and when you suggested that, when you suggested this topic, I was thinking that it is harder, I think, to have guilty pleasures now, because I think there's a wider swath of what is accepted or what you're afraid to announce. I think there would have been a time I would have been embarrassed to say that I was a big fan of comic book movies, but that's the mainstream now. Well, I will tell you what my guilty pleasure has become of late, and there is this program called Storage Wars.
Okay.
And it follows basically four or five people who go to these auctions in California where storage units, the people who own them haven't paid in so many months, so they become property.
Okay.
And it's 30 minutes of these five people bidding on what they found, and then it kind of turns into a
what did we
antique
find?
Roadshow, and they go, yeah.
Huh?
And
I don't have an issue with Antique Roadshow either.
It's a pretty light show, but I found myself watching that a lot lately.
Now, if I was to get a guilty pleasure where I can just sit down and start watching and before I know it, like 8 hours have passed, it would have to be like some of those VH1 or Fuse like countdown shows.
Right.
Where they're like, I love the 90s or the best moments of the millennium or, you know, biggest blunders or, you know, I can really, and you start, you know, you start at 100 and you're like, oh, this is fun. And then by the time you're really hooked in, and then you notice that 6 hours have passed. So I'm pretty guilty of that.
Define guilty pleasure. Is it something that you're embarrassed to tell most people?
It's your like secret behavior that you don't necessarily want to admit. And I mean, we spend a lot of time in here talking about, you know, great film or theater or, you know, did you see Mad Men last night or did you see Breaking Bad the other night? And, you know, that's great. But there's also this market for this stuff that we secretly probably watch or we could kind of get addicted to. There's a whole, and clearly it's out there because there's Toddlers and Tiaras and there's just tons of these programs that have to have a following.
Sure. If they're going to stay on the air for 5 or 6 seasons, someone's watching them.
And I don't think that the people who are watching Mad Men, when it's done, just go, oh,
turn off the TV.
Well, turn off the TV and put it in the attic for a year. I mean, there has to be overlap.
Is there value in guilty pleasure? I mean, because some of the shows we've talked about, I think, are pretty worthless.
Oh, yeah.
But is there a value personally?
Maybe it's just escapism, and that's why we watch them, to get some sort of value out of them. I mean, They certainly do try to have those reality type shows that have messages behind them, you know, like Extreme Makeover or Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, or, you know, they certainly have that genre too.
Right.
But then there's Say Yes to the Dress, and
which one is that about?
It's just kind of a reality show that follows the people who come in and out of a bridal store.
Wow.
So, you know, because that's a, you know,
sure,
it's a market.
Do you think that sometimes a guilty pleasure, you take True Blood, which is on HBO, and if you're on HBO, you generally already have some legitimacy to you because of so many good shows it's put on. But if you put True Blood on another channel,
right,
it might seem more of a guilty pleasure than it does on HBO. You know what I mean?
That's true, but because they have that pedigree, you're like, True Blood, and it has, you know, Anna Paquin.
But there's a lot of sex, there's a lot of violence.
It just looks terrible to me. Like, I've never seen it, and when I do try to watch little segments, it's like, good Lord, why are people watching this?
But a lot of blood.
As much as I roll my eyes, this Wednesday, I believe, Dallas comes back to TNT.
Now, there you go.
And
there is a perfect example.
I couldn't be more excited.
That would be a perfect example of a guilty pleasure.
Right? Oh, yeah. And it was, you know, in the 80s when it first came on, it was like nobody was denying the fact that they were watching that. 90 million people saw Who Shot JR. So the thought, and last week's Entertainment Weekly said the reboot's pretty smart.
And they actually said it's not even, but it's not a reboot. It's just a continuation.
It's as if the show had been going. 20 years have passed.
Right.
Yeah.
The show apparently
opens with JR in a nursing home. And I will drink that up.
All right. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks a lot.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.